So when you have a compact, it would essentially say, like if we use Brown County, for example, and there was a jail located in Brown County, in a traditional sense, that would be managed by Brown County, and that's why it's a Brown County jail. But when it becomes a regional jail, a compact would be saying that we're going to team up with Day and Marshall and Edmonds and Spink, and we're all going to have a stake in ownership of this jail. So you would have to essentially create a board that would be in charge of it, that's a representation of each place. And that's generally how you're able to get the startup funds to be able to do it, because you have multiple buy-in. Well, what ends up happening in South Dakota is that we have people just doing contracts to be able to fill an actual bed in a jail. So, for example, Brown would have a contract with Edmonds saying that we'll provide a bed at this rate if you need one. Well, that makes both sides happy, but you don't get the startup cash. Well, oftentimes whoever hosts the jail is saying, well, you should give me some startup cash because I'm hosting your people too. But the secondary county often feels like they shouldn't have to buy into it because they're renting, they're not owning.